All right, everyone, before we get started here, as I mentioned, I'm with WROG Radio here in town. When we found out late last year that Del McCoury and his people selected Cumberland, Maryland, the fairgrounds here, as the site, I immediately wanted to know why. I could kind of understand it because look around you. It's my understanding they came here, they took a look around, and they said, oh, yeah. It means a lot to us, and just speaking as a representative locally, it means a lot that the McCoury family decided to come here. How about a big round of applause? And now, the McCoury family want to come out here. They have something special to say to you. Let's hear it for the McCoury.
This is the whole clan here, except for one. Well, we all come to the festival except for Little Dale. He's not here. He's in Kansas City. He's only 2 years old. He wandered away from home. We thought we'd come out and thank all you folks for this great festival and for you all attending here. I should let Ronnie be talking about this. I guess he knows more about this than I do. But we'd like to thank all of you folks, all the local people, and all the folks that have traveled a long ways to get here. I know a lot of you have.
Thank you, Dale!
We'd like to thank Roy and Rebecca from High Sierra and all the High Sierra folks from out in California. You know, they have a great festival up there in Northern California in those beautiful mountains. And they've been going there for 18 years. And folks, if you ever get a chance, you should go out there. It's really a nice festival. It's like going to a city in the summertime. And we'd like to thank our booking agent, Bobby Cudd of used to be Monterey Peninsula. Somebody will have to help me with that new name. Paradigm from California. And Bobby Cudd's here with us today. And also our managers, Stan Strickland and Chris Harris from Stan Strickland lives in Tampa and Chris lives in Nashville. And let's see now, I know I'm gonna forget somebody. Emily, she's been working all this week up there, I guess at the gate where you come in there. And I'd like to thank this lady right here. It probably wouldn't be, I guess none of it. I guess none of this could be successful without her being there all through the years, you know. Let's see, boys, what do you think? Oh, man, we got a lot of sponsors in for this festival. And oh, by the way, we're going to do this again next year, and then the one after that. We'd like to thank the sound people, and we'd like to thank our sound man, Darren, back there. And we'd like to also thank all of the folks that worked here all week, 10 days, man. I was here the first day that they tried to get the stage in here, and they didn't get it in here. It was a little bit wet. They got partway in here, and they had to wait till Thursday, I think it was, to get this stage in here. And you know, I know that there's been rain here for like 30 days. People tell me about that, you know. And then about Thursday morning, we had a little break, and they said 0% chance of rain this weekend. And some folks that I talked to, they said, that's the first they've ever heard that kind of a broadcast or a forecast. I would like to thank, I'd like to thank the Lord for the gift of music, because it has done a lot for us. And you know, I think life is without music, you know, it's pretty dull. And I've always had music. Even when I worked, you know, when I worked a day job, which I did a lot of those, and I did it then, but you know, I always had music in my mind. It was always going through my mind. So I was probably a little sidetracked while I was working. Because I always thought of music, even though at times I weren't playing music, I always thought about it. Now let's see here. Rob, you want to say a little word?
I guess we better thank Alan Bartram and Jason Carter.
For oh, my goodness, yeah.
We've had them here. We've been working them like barred mules all weekend. All the other artists who came to participate in the festival, we really appreciate that. We couldn't have had a festival without other acts, and I think we got the cream of the crop this year. We were very fortunate. Hope every one of them can come back next year and bring a friend and bring whoever else we can get in here through that gate. We need to fill this place on up a little bit more next year.
The old saying goes, bring your wife or somebody else's wife. It don't matter. We need a lot of folks here next year.
You don't tell me anything, Ron.
Well, I think you guys covered it all, but we do have to thank the volunteers, folks, because, and you know who you are out there. We do appreciate every minute of your help. Great. Absolutely. And if you guys are ready, we'll play a little bit more music for you. Yeah, once again, thanks to the sound crew. They have been working their tails off for 3 days, and all the production.
This is Jason Carter McCurry. This is Alan Bartram McCurry.